PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Good afternoon. It is Monday. Present Truth Program. I'm your co-host, Rick Rodriguez, every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. I'm sorry, yeah, 2 to 3. And Sunday, 9 to 12. Podcasts are always on 1360khnc.com. Programs daily are streamed always. We're going to begin with here in early December. This is springtime in the Rockies. Springtime in the Rockies. About another 70 degree day. Brought to you by the Military Weather Warfare Programs. Drying out the atmosphere so that no moisture will accumulate on the western slope and dump 20, 25 feet of snow for the coming spring and summer. And drying out the atmosphere so that east of the Continental Divide we have drought. And in southwest Colorado, where they have drought, and they are not going to be able to have the crops they need for their ranches, for their cattle, for the livestock. And over in Fruta, where we get a lot of our produce, if they don't have moisture, they're not going to have crops this coming summer. You could say it's the Western Colorado, where you have your cherries and wine and vegetables. It's kind of like the Fernando Valley of Colorado. Actually, Weld County is the greater producing agriculture center of the state. But it's kind of a mini Weld County over there. Brought to you by National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration in Boulder, Colorado. National Center for Atmospheric Research, also in Boulder, Colorado. The high mountain of America, from whence all kinds of evil witchcraft. It's the source of much witchcraft over this country and over the world. The administrations of the world, the governments of the world, militaries of the world, they study the Bible. The reason they study the Bible is because they know that the Bible is written by God, given to mankind. And there are prophecies in the Bible that will come to pass. They know it. They want to stop it. They want to interfere with God's plan. It even says that in the New Testament that if the people, if Rome and the religious world of the time would have known what was going to happen after they crucified Christ, If they would have known he was going to raise from the dead, they would not have crucified him. They would have stopped prophecy. They would have said, uh-oh, don't crucify him because he's going to raise from the dead. Don't crucify him. He'll wash away the sins of mankind. He'll give eternal life to whoever believes on him. They tried to change prophecy. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, there is a people called the children of Rosh, meaning when Noah had come out through the flood, he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Japheth would go north of that area where the ark landed and become Russia, the children of, eventually the children of Japheth. One of the lineages would be Rosh, meaning Russia, in the land of Magog, meaning the present-day Russia, ruled over by a spirit called Gog. They were trying to stop Russia from fulfilling her prophecies in Ezekiel 38 and 39, when the British Pilgrim Society raised up Vladimir Lenin, sent him into Russia, the Bolshevik Revolution, destroying Russia to some degree, the czars of Russia, and bringing in a communist system. Then in the, from the 1917 all the way through the late 80s, Russia was basically communist, godless. But I say that God began to raise up a man, a young man. He's not tall, but he's stocky. He's intelligent. Name is Vladimir Putin. You see, Russia, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, has got to be a strong power. Economically, militarily, they have to be a nation that exists presently. It does exist because of a man, Vladimir Putin. And we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, Win Home Inspection? I think I have a problem.
Boy, we're on the case. Look, Watson, up there by the door frame, a crack in the plasterboard.
We need to investigate further, perhaps the crawl space, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, carry on. Aha! It's the foundation that's cracked.
Oh, if this continues, the whole house will begin to fall apart. Leaks in the plumbing, leaks in roofing, cracks in the wall.
Do you hear that? It looks like we've sprung a leak already.
I'm so glad I called Win Home Inspections.
970-238-8333.
The Loveland P.E. Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217. 866-0217.
Okay, and I know that because we're in the Christmas season, just quickly, you're going to have your Santa Claus suits. They need to be cleaned, dry cleaned, probably many different, you're getting ready to have birthday or the Christmas parties, things like that, and the suit has been sitting in the closet. You want to have it cleaned? Ron Tafoya, New Method Cleaners, Severance, and in Loveland. And Ron's number, 970-775-0623. Don't go to the Christmas party smelling like mothballs. Have everything clean. So Vladimir Putin, there was a plan by the British to destroy Russia, the Tsars, to rape Russia of its wealth. And to, it was the already the beginning of the globalist plan to take over the world. Then in the 1980s, Russia's still powerful, supplying military armaments to nations all over the world. Ronald Reagan came up with the plan to destroy Russia's ruble, the power of the ruble. And I have the black and the white in front of me. This was out of newswithviews.com. This was written by Marilyn M. Barnwell in 2010 in April. And she states that in 1981, President Ronald Reagan signed Executive Order 12333. It authorized the establishment of Title 18, Section 6, corporations domestically and offshore, allowing the government basically to start corporations internationally. Title 18, Section 6, corporations can be owned by the U.S. government or not. It can be run by intelligence operatives who may legally disguise their intelligence agency affiliations and could deny they exist. And Reagan intended that this executive order, 12333, was to benefit the nation. Companies could be established abroad by U.S. intelligence agents to identify threats. For example, in most countries, if a drug shipment worth $200 million is reported and seized, an informant can earn a percentage of the shipment's value. Why would he put this in? Was he aware of the great shipments of drug money coming into America during the Bush CIA operation in the Golden Triangle? I'll continue. They could reduce international drug traffic. Money laundering, other major crimes could be identified, prevented by allowing intelligence operatives to establish corporations that appear to participate in those and other illegal activities. That doesn't make the agents who establish these companies money launderers or drug traffickers. In short, a man by the name of Ambassador Leo E. Wanta established numerous Title 18 6 corporations around the world. He owned numerous other businesses also. So what Leo Wanta did, in short, is he owned corporations over in Asia, Central Asia, in Russia. And he was instrumental in destroying the Russian economy, devaluing the ruble, and basically brought Russia to where in the late 80s Ronald Reagan would say to Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and he would tell the world that Russia was an evil empire. Well, at the same time, we have this young, short, fairly good-looking man, intelligent. He's in Germany, where he was friends with, and he knew all about Angela Merkel. Why would he be interested in Angela Merkel? Because the Russians, they knew that Angela Merkel was Adolf Hitler's daughter through Greta von Braun. And they kept an eye on her. You see, the children of these very important people throughout the world, they're always watched. They're not so much targeted as they are just observed. So Vladimir Putin, he knew about Angela Merkel. He knew how she was being raised, her education, how she was protected. She was hidden from the public view as to being the daughter of Adolf, and how she would eventually, once again, move into position politically so that she could eventually become the Chancellor of Germany with the help of the United States, the Vatican, nations in Europe, Switzerland, and as they had predicted, as they had planned, she comes back to power. Vladimir had been watching her at the time that the Berlin Wall came down. Then Vladimir Putin, after that happened, he would return to Russia, and he would work in the higher positions of the Russian government with the help of Gorbachev and Yeltsin. The CIA, working with Gorbachev, who was a New World Order, a one world government shill, and Yeltsin, who was an alcoholic, they were working with the United States government to again completely destroy Russia. Reagan uses Lewanta, destroys Russia's economy. The Berlin Wall comes down, but they weren't finished yet. They wanted to make sure that Russia would never have the ability to rearm. But this young man, Vladimir Putin, I believe by watching history and knowing what the Bible says, Russia has to be a great empire at the end of the world. Doesn't have to be the ruling empire. It has to be great. It has a destiny to fulfill. Do the government agencies of the world and America and Britain, England, European nations, do they know the prophecies about this Magog and the Rosh, the people of Russia in the land of Magog? Does the occult world know the name of the principal spiritual power that rules over Russia named Gog? I believe they do. Why? Because the governments of the world are full of Satanists who know the Bible. They know prophecy. They know the spirits, the fallen angels, the demons. They know all about this. They know that Russia had to come back to be a power. The Christian church, basically, of Russia had to go underground. And it did thrive underground from the 1917, 20, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. In the late 70s, the Christian underground in Russia began to come alive. there was a move of God in Russia where the Russian people didn't have to hide in their homes and worship Christ. They were begin once again, through the Orthodox Church, they began to worship openly. They began to sing and praise God and worship God. And this was during the time when Vladimir Putin was just getting ready to return to Russia back into powerful political position. And he was affected. Why was he affected? Because he knew the history of his country. He knew what the British had done to him. He knew what happened to the Romanov family. He knew how they were murdered. The whole lineage, they tried to wipe it out. He knew what happened with the Germans moving into Russia during World War II to destroy Russia, part of a Pilgrim Society English-American plan. He understood it. Then he watches the Reagan administration bring in Lewontin and collapse the economy of Russia, destroy the power of the ruble. Russia pretty much now, 12th round, on the ropes, has been hit so many times, there's just no way Russia's going to come back. But again, I believe God put Vladimir Putin as the man who would once again, in 20-year period of time, 25-year period of time, begin to restore Russia to the present state. Russia now is at the end, at the fulfillment of the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, which pertain to Russia's greatness. But it does say in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that God is against Russia. Something that has offended God forever in Russia. What that is anti-Semitism. And in the Ukraine, you have the western half of Ukraine, the eastern half of Ukraine. The western half of Ukraine is Nazi, is white supremacist, is full of hatred for the Jewish people. And you can't just draw a line and try to keep that spirit out of, for the most part, the balance of Ukraine, and the hatred of the Jewish people in Russia itself has been kind of centuries old. Well, God is against Russia, but God says that Russia will be great once again, and I believe God put Vladimir Putin there to make Russia great, to make Russia great again. And Russia is great again. And now, the United States, EU, NATO are there trying to provoke Russia into war. Russia's destiny is to go to the mountains of Israel, which sit east of the Jordan River in the present-day land of Jordan. That is the destiny of Russia. When Russia attacks Israel with a group of nations, Iran, I believe the Ukraine will come, Libya, North Africa, Ethiopia in North Africa, Germany, probably East Germany, parts of Germany, I don't know about Australia, and a few other nations there along Russia's border. I don't know about the stands. Tajikistan and Turkmenistan, all of these, some of those probably may come also. But Russia will come to destroy Israel with a group of nations. And 1/6 of Russia will remain. 1/6 of the army, I think, 1/6 of the land. The land mass of Russia is going to be nuked. I don't think it will be nuked solely by Israel. I have a feeling that there may be a plan with America that will be involved. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hold on for the rest of the story.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, new world order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
There was a plan. It was a plan by people in the CIA. And this is another part of the article, or where I'm coming from, is this is by Greg Shizmansky. This was written in 2006. And his website was the arcticbeacon.com. Before I get to this here, I'm going to just go with Vladimir Putin. Putin knew what had been happening to his country. He knew Gorbachev working with the New World Order. During the time that Donald Trump was president, Vladimir Putin, the only real tie and connection that Vladimir and Donald Trump had was they both understood clearly the global New World, One World Order. They understood it. They understood the plans, as did Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan understood what was happening with this global agenda by secret societies back in his administration. Vladimir Putin, studying history, he knew who the people were that had destroyed his country initially. He knew who was continuing to work to destroy Russia. He knew what Reagan was doing. He knew what Leo Wanta was up to. He knew how Gorbachev and Yeltsin were working together to destroy Russia. He was totally aware of it. On the last day of the last century, Yeltsin stepped down as the president of Russia. On the 31st of 1990, the 31st of December 1999, and he put Vladimir Putin in position. Then later he would win election. Then Medvedev would be president for a term, and then once again Putin would continue two more terms to where he is presently. So basically, even prior to that, he had been in Russia's political echelon for 25 years. But he began to bring Russia back from the brink of extinction to fulfill Bible prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. If you want to read about Russia, Ezekiel 38, 39, God documents through his prophets everything that will happen throughout the history of mankind. That is the people of Rosh. That is the people of Russia. You can read it. So, Vladimir Putin, he brings them back from the deathbed. And Russia is now presently still solo fighting this global agenda of the New World Order, Illuminati, Luciferian group of people that want to control the world. He's had to fight them in his own country. He's had to fight them throughout Europe, the United States. So, Wanta destroys the power of the ruble. Well, once he destroys the power of the ruble, because he borrowed the money from the United States government to fund the operation, and by doing that, whatever their profits were, the profits, he was entitled to the profits. To whatever he made, as long as he paid back the government. He made like $27 billion, and he paid back what he had borrowed from Ronald Reagan. So he had this stash of cash. Well, what's just when the stash of cash is, he's made this, who do you think is in the background watching? Where are the little eyes in the dark on the top of the wall watching what's going on? Well, there was Bill, and there was his wife, and there was George, the curious George. There were all these people, a man by the name of Mark Rich. He's a study in itself. These people, they want part of the stash of cash. So I'm going to go, and this article is out of, again, Greg Szymanski. The former U.S. Treasury official appointed trustee to a large sum of money by Reagan. He holds a golden key to $27.5 trillion. That's quite a bit of cash. He's the richest man in the world, other than the other 50 or 60 richest men in the world that have trillions and zillions. The problem is, as it stands today, that the money is in limbo, according to, as of 2006. And if Wanta returns the money to the U.S. Treasury, it's going to be hijacked from the people and put into private Illuminati bank accounts, since under the present Federal Reserve and the national banking system, there are no laws protecting the American people's money. Reagan intended the money be returned to the American people, used for schools, roads, health care. So, you think they're going to put that kind of wealth into the society to help the society? So, Wanta, because he said no, he hid the money. He literally blew the lid off the Illuminati's worldwide banking scam, as well as providing detailed information about how Illuminati banksters will help with help from the Bush crime family and the former President Clinton have already hijacked $752 billion of that in what had been called the European Investigator, has been called by appean investigators, the biggest bank heist in world history. By you know who. Following the money, his story involves saving President Reagan's life in a little-known assassination attempt left unreported in the mainstream press. The authority to arrest Mark Reich Rich, Mark Rich, at a meeting with Vince Foster just prior to Vince Foster's untimely death. Vince and his mistress, Hillary, got crosswise. Just before Wanta was placed in a Swiss dungeon for 134 days when he confronted Rich, who was allowed to go free through White House connections. Rich was so corrupt, they had so much evidence of Mark Rich's corruption, that this man should be in jail. He should have died in jail. But at the very end of the Clinton presidency, he was pardoned. Oh, pardon me. At this time, he was a distinguished U.S. Secret Service Treasury officer and a primary U.S. financial warfare officer also. Now, one component of the information which was important, it concerned the activities of the Central Intelligence Agency's operative known as Mrs. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Whenever there's money, guess who's going to be there with the handout? You betcha. Rick Rodriguez will be right back. 1360 AM Radio.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns. A Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense product, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
So, there's money. There's a lot of money laying around. So, I'll finish this part of the article here. One component of the information concerns the activities of the CIA operative known as Hillary Rodham Clinton. For years, prior to the elevation of her husband, William, a CIA operative also like his CIA wife, Hillary had been in control of an organization calling itself the Children's Defense Fund. It's about the children. Executive Order 12333, 1981, Reagan and the U.S. Intelligence Services were authorized to operate what had become known as Title 18, Section 6, USG Corporations for Intelligence Purposes, and to deny any intelligence community connection, to deny it, or to lie about the real purpose. So some of the touchy-feely, welfare-ish titles, like the Children's Defense Fund, it's about the children, it is alleged that Hillary became accustomed to treating the fund as her own private slush fund to take over the world. Now, this always ties into MENA, the White House, the CIA. At the end of the world, the Bible said that everything that has been done in secret, everything that has been hidden, everything that has been a mystery, concealed, will be brought out in the open. It is a principle, and the occult world, they know it. They don't like it, but they know what God says. They know that God says that the information at the end of the world, all that they're evil, all that they're doing, is going to be revealed, and the world will know. Again, they don't like it, but when God said it would happen, they cannot stop it. And because God said it would happen, there are cosmic laws in effect. If they don't allow and inform the people to their plans, their programs, their evil, then they're not going to get the technology from the fallen angels. They're not going to be allowed to go forward with those plans. This mess that the world is in right now, with all of the deception, they had to tell the world what they were going to do. They had to tell the world about the viruses that they were going to create. They had to tell the world about the way in which the Department of Defense and DARPA was going to have and put together the technology to control weather. Now, the people that are trying to protect these agencies of the world and the governments of the world, they're called the children of the devil. And the main word that the children of the devil, Satan gave them a word, and it's the word they use at all times. And this word came to the world through the CIA, through the intelligence agencies. It is called conspiracy. The Satan himself gave them that word, gave them the way in which to throw people off target. It's called conspiracy. And Satan gave these people that are going before Congress to testify on their evil deeds, like even Ollie North and the Clintons and Fauci and all of them, and Satan gave them a technique, and the technique is called I don't remember. I don't recall. I just don't remember. You think this type of wisdom comes through the intelligence of mortal man? No. This comes from the fallen angels. Oh, I don't remember. Well, Senator, I don't recall. And that is their go-to statement. When they don't have to plead the fifth. They just, I don't recall. What did Ollie North do? Exactly that. It happens on the Republican side, the Democrat side. But also, their go-to word, it's a conspiracy theory. But the fact is, they knew, they had planned, starting back in the 1800s, to use viruses to destroy mankind from that time and into the future. And they needed guinea pigs. Well, they didn't want to use just little poodles. They didn't want to use little rabbits. Only the best way to test anything that they do is to use human beings. This is what they did in this country with the black people, testing them for these diseases like syphilis, things like that. They have to tell the world what they do. It is a cosmic law. And once they tell the world what they're going to do, then it's up to the people to study, to research it. We have free will. God has given us the ability to reason, to think, to consider, to research, to form our opinions and our logic based upon fact, like with the programs I do. I like the black and the white. I use two black and the whites. On the left hand or on the right hand, I have the Bible. On the left hand, I have these things, the articles I get from the internet that are viable. They are true history. They're not this history that's history. No. What I'm presenting to you today, how they've been trying to destroy Russia, they are trying to stop prophecy from coming to pass. And they are trying to stop prophecy from coming to pass with the United States of America. They are trying to, they know the Bible says that America will be destroyed. Because they know that, they have plans in the future to destroy the country. They know they cannot but destroy it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360 AM radio, KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, as we finish out the program, I'll just read a little bit of, this one is out of newswithviews.com, April the 11th, 2010. Leo Wanta to be taken down by Marilyn M. Barnwell. And she eventually would be in touch with Leo Wanta. And she figured out a scenario on how they could take down Russia. Well, she didn't know that Lewontin had followed her strategy perfectly, and the two were able to visit. I think both are now passed away. And they put the Leo told Marilyn what he had done, and he read what Marilyn had written, and he thought, well, how did you know? Well, they didn't. She just put some, she figured out how to do something, and he had done it. So, it's well documented that the Ambassador Wanta repaid to the Treasury Department in 6 months $150 billion that Ronald Reagan invested in him. So he owes the United States government zero. And the other $27 billion, actually, that money, he earned it. It belongs to him. The government was paying people as to inform agencies about drugs or whatever, and they would get a little piece of the pie. Well, people, a lot of people could gotten, would have been able to get a piece of the pie during the Arkansas Bill and Hillary and the White House, there, how they used the government to enrich themselves. And anybody that tried to get a piece of the pie, they got the flu. They got the flu. All of them. You know, and Wanta, what's his name, that was found on the outside the White House on the lawn. I forgot his name already. Well, anyhow, Lewontin, he was going to try to help Lewontin get out of jail, Vince Foster. Vince was going to help Lewontin get out of Swiss prison, and Vince got the flu. And Vince and Hillary, you know, they had been lovers, and she didn't care. He tried to help Leo get out of the Swiss prison. Vince gets the flu. President Reagan, according to the article, used his skills of the very talented man to pull an end run on the hidden powers that have run Washington since the days of Andrew Jackson, the private financiers and the central bankers of the world. In the early 80s, Reagan knew the objectives of those who make up America's shadow government. He knew they planned to lead the country into economic chaos and from that upheaval, remove what was granted the American citizens by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He knew they intended to bring America to third world status with two classes of people, underclass and elite. To achieve this, they would, number one, create an economy dependent on credit for its survival. Number two, overstimulate the real estate market using low rate and non-qualifying mortgages. This encourages speculation, unrealistically increases and unrealistic increases in home values. Remember here in Colorado, the silver scandal, Silverado, George Sr., George Jr., Jeb. Well, I want to possibly continue with this tomorrow because Russia's prophecies are coming to pass. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 1360 AM, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The best AM radio. We'll be back tomorrow.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Brett King, glass doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.